Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dorothy Miller about the Light Up the Night in Honor of Abby event to benefit Amanda the Panda. This is part one of a two-part interview. So first of all, I'd just like you to tell us about the Light Up the Night event.
This is our second annual Light Up the Night. It started as a memorial to our daughter, Abby, who drowned in 2014, and we were able to use the services of Amanda the Panda, which is based in Des Moines. We're trying to get some offices locally here where they help families with grief, processing grief, and just some wonderful tools. On the way home from camp, which is one of the services they offer, my then 8-year-old daughter said to me, "Mom, we need to give back to Amanda the Panda. They've done so much for us. I want to give back." So last year, we started and our original goal had been about $1,000 maybe. And then we raised it to $5,000 and we ended up with a little over $10,000. So Light Up the Night this year got moved to a bigger venue. We're going to be hosting it at Iowa Mennonite School. And then a lot of the same activities. We have a big kids carnival, a nice silent auction, some raffle items. And then this year added brand new is a Mennonite cuisine meal. So lots of Mennonite favorites with pie and ice cream and potatoes, scalloped potatoes and ham, green beans, things like that. A full meal will be served at the event as well.
So this is the second annual event. Is this something that you'd like to keep going for as many years as possible?
We are open-ended at this point. I have a great deal of passion for the event and for the cause, and it's something that has given a lot of life to the grief in our family, and so we're able to kind of look beyond it. Some of us are really excited to do things like this, and some of the rest of our family would rather kind of put grief away in a box and not have to think about it. So I don't know the answer to that, but thinking we'll probably do it for a while.
Back in 2014, how did you originally hear about the Amanda the Panda organization and how did you get involved with them?
We were seeing a grief therapist and she had 30 years ago been in a group of kids that raised funds for a family to go to Amanda the Panda, and she just loved it and had recently found it again as an adult. And she said, "I think this would be a really good fit for your family." We had three other children as well as Abby. And so the five of us were able to go and all connect to their grief camp. They offer a variety of other services as well, but we specifically participated in the grief camp in the spring of 2015. And so that was our first big involvement. And then we've been able to experience a lot of their events since.
So what exactly is the Amanda the Panda organization?
It's been going for 35 years. That they've been an organization. It started with Joanne Zimmerman, who visited hospitals and homes specifically targeting sick children or terminally ill children. And then it morphed into more of a grief organization to help children in families that had experienced grief in some way, shape, or form. And now it's more of a family and general grief center. So the services that you get from Amanda the Panda are very unique, and that's why we're working so hard to try to get them some local offices here. They provide services that you can't get just anywhere. So there are support groups, there are monthly activities that you can participate in. It's for grief support for anyone. So our particular camp that we went to had people that had lost their dad, their uncle, their spouse, as well as their children, but it's more of a generalized grief service now. But of course, with the giant panda mascot, it's really big for a lot of kids and very, very helpful for children. And so with my three, they just love any opportunity they can get to interact with Amanda.
If you don't mind, would you please describe your personal experience at the camp?
I was excited about it all along. My husband, who grieves exactly the opposite, was not. And I thought I might have to tie him up and put him in the back of the car to get him there. But he ended up going and we participated in the adult camp. Our kids went to kids camp and then my husband and I were able to go to the adult camp. We worked through a whole bunch of really neat things. The first day, we dealt a lot with the sadness of the death of our daughter, and we were able to have a turn going around the circle to tell our story. And I think that's so key important. Then we were able to talk about some of our anger that we feel. We got to throw eggs which was really freeing. It's weird. I'm like, okay, I could go throw an egg at the tree at home, but it was just really interesting what it did in that setting. And then it kind of morphed on into, in the evening, we had like a campfire time, and we were able to kind of symbolize putting away some of our negative feelings or working through the feelings to come to a more positive place. But then also the next day, we got to write on the love wall, which they have a whole bunch of love walls at the Amanda House in Des Moines that you can walk through and see from the different camps. But we could write a special memory, you know, about our loss or anything we wanted to write. And it then turned more into a place of peace. And then we did like a lot of connectivity activities to symbolize grief is something that when somebody has experienced loss, particularly the loss of a child, but I think with the loss of a spouse, the loss of a parent, you can naturally form relationships with other people that are in that same situation. And so we did a lot of more of those kinds of things on the second day. And then there was just, you know, a lot of good food, and we had hayride, just a lot of really fun activities. I think it was the first time since Abby had died almost a year before that we really felt like we just able to get away and really have some good belly laughs, but we did a lot of crying too. So it was just, it was a magical experience for our whole entire family. That's why we're all so passionate about it.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Dorothy Miller. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.